Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Ephesians. So get close to your radio and bring your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Is everybody with me? Amen. All right. Let's go on to chapter 1 right quick. All right. You got your seatbelt on? Because we're going to go kind of fast through this. But you're going to catch it. In this chapter, Paul wastes no time praising the Trinity for the great work that the true and the living God has done for the church. Keep in mind that Paul is writing this letter to Ephesus. What was one of the great wonders of the world in Ephesus? What was there? Diana. People was coming there praising Diana, giving homage to Diana, bringing their life saving, throwing it up there at the temple of Diana, praising Diana, worshiping Diana, worshiping all of these statues there that they had there in that temple. So Paul, when he started writing to the church at Ephesus, the first thing Paul done, he broke out with a praise. As a matter of fact, in the Greek, from verse number 3 to verse number 14, that's one sentence before Paul even stopped. This is a one long sentence. Isn't that something? Before he even stopped, a pause, Paul, he praised God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the work that they had done. What did God the Father do? Look at the text, verse number 3. He says, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath," somebody underline that word, hath, H-A-T-H, "hath blessed us," past tense, "with all spiritual blessing," underline that word "all," "in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Oh, now that's shouting material right there. That's shouting material right there. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He already done it. That's why I say underline the word "had." He already done bless you. A lot of times we've been asking God, bless me. He already done it. Our problem is we're not willing to pay, as I said Sunday, the deliberate price to go and claim our blessing. He already done bless you. But where is it at? It's in the heavenly places. It's in the heavenly places. Hey, you got to come out the worldly places and come over to the heavenly places and get your blessing. You know why you're missing your blessing? Because you're spending too much time in the worldly places. You got to spend some time in the heavenly places. Hey, I'm coming right out the Bible. It's right there. He done bless you and he put it in the heavenly places. So if you're going to receive your blessings, if you're going to claim your blessing, you got to reach into the heavenly places and get it. And look at the blessing. What has he blessed you with? What did he bless you with? See, we spend too much time asking God for stuff that his focus is not on. God's focus, he done bless you with all spiritual blessings. You'll never enjoy your material blessing until you have spiritual blessing. You don't want to give a person $1,000 and they ain't faithful with 10. They ain't got wisdom for 10. See, they need the spiritual blessing. They need some wisdom. A person don't need a car, house, don't need a wife. Husband. until you got some spiritual blessings on the inside of you. Is this lesson kind of tough tonight? I hope it ain't too tough. Do I need to put a little tenderized on to me? Heavenly. But I'm trying to get you to see it's in the heavenly place. In Christ. I mean, everything you need has already been set aside. It's already got your name on it. In the heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. And we see what you know what our problem is? We be trying to bless ourselves, and God already done blessed you. The unsaved person. See, we model the unsaved person. He got to get up every morning and get it because he ain't got no God in his life. But your life ought to be totally different. You ought not be ready to hit the panic button like an unbeliever. Yeah, it ought to be a difference. When a person got a God in their life and a person who ain't got God. Blessing from the Father. Look what the Father done. Verse number 4, I'm going to hit these fast. Number 1, he done chosen us. According as he has chosen us in him. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God has chosen us. Number 2, he has adopted us, having predestinated us to the adoption of sons. By Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pledges of his will. He done adopted us. Then in verse number 6, he done accepted us. Look, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, through which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Look at those three things that God the Father done for us. He done what? Chosen us. He done what? Adopted us. And then guess what? He done accepted us. Now, you are secure in the Lord. He done chose you. You are chosen. See, it's just like, take for instance, you got to choose which door you going to travel. Which door you going to go out? Let's say you got only 2 doors back there. And so you decide, I'm going to choose this door that say God rather than choosing this door that says the world. So once you choose that door, guess what? When you turn around, you see your name there. You say, wait a minute. I thought I chose God. No, God chose you. You see that? That's the doctrine of election. How you chose God, but the only reason you chose God because you was already chosen. You never would have chose the right door unless God had chose you first. That's a powerful statement. See, if you weren't chosen, you're going to go out the wrong door. That's why the Bible says the only reason we love God because he first. That's powerful, brother. That's powerful. And he done accepted us. And you know what our problem is? We're trying to make ourselves acceptable to God. The Bible says God done accepted us. He done adopted us. Now, notice, you are doubly saved in the family of God. Number 1, you are born in the family of God. But God said, no, not only am I going to let you be my son by birth, I'm going to also let you be my son by adoption. That's power. In other words, God said, I'm going to the courthouse and put some papers on. Isn't that powerful? How stronger can you be in the family? You're in there by blood, but you're also in there by paper. That's power. Amen. So the blessing from the Father, then there's blessing from the Son. Look what the Son done. He has redeemed us. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, then the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. The Son, he has redeemed us, and he has also forgiven us, but also he has revealed God's will to us, in which he has abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Somebody say mystery. The mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Do you know what God is doing? He's bringing it all together in Christ. He's bringing all the Christians together. He's bringing the body of Christ together. God is at work today. He's at work, and he's bringing the whole body together. He's assembling a body. It's just like if you had a body, a skeleton, and you just had frame, but you didn't have no arms, no legs. Only thing you had was a spinal cord. You would have to do a lot of work, wouldn't you, to put all them bones together, to put the foot bone to the ankle bone and leg bone and knee bone and all of that together. That would be a lot of work, wouldn't it? That's what God is doing. He's bringing it all together in Christ. And then look what it says, verse 11 and 12, in whom also we have attained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be the what? We should be the what? We should be the what? I can't hardly hear. We should be the what?
Praise.
We should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We should be the praise of his glory. We should be like trophies to God. To get you out of what you was in, man, we ought to be giving God all kind of praise. We ought to be giving God all kind of praise. You know, Jesus one day, he went over to a religious leader's house, and the religious leader really didn't do nothing for him, but this prostitute came in there and put all on him, and she kissed him and everything, and showed him a lot of love and hospitality. And Jesus says, listen, the reason the man didn't do that was because he loved less, because he got less sin. But the reason that lady did it is because she got more sin. And the more sins that you have, the more forgiveness that you need. And he that loves much is because they have been forgiven for much. See, the poorer you are, the more you appreciate blessings. Amen. See, if you was a millionaire, and somebody bought you a Ford Explorer, they bought you a Ford Explorer and you're a millionaire, you know, you might say, all right, okay. Yeah. All right, just park it right over there. But if your car is 15 years old, your Chevette is 15 years old, and somebody brought you an Explorer there and said, here the keys to the Explorer. Man, you turning cartwheels because you happy. Amen. You happy to get that because you know that you made more than an Explorer, but your pocketbook said, not today. Is I'm right about it? And that's how it is. That's why a lot of church folks who have been raised in church, that's why a lot of times you don't see them saying amen. You don't see them giving God any praise. But you see a person who just got saved from the life of the street coming in here giving God all kind of praise, all kind of glory. They always amen in the preacher. They always amen in the choir. Sing, choir, sing. Because they appreciate the God that has saved them. Amen. That's why you see folks sometimes crying in the church. And you say, why are they crying all like that? They remember where God done brought them from. See, sinners, they like these old songs. Bought me a mighty long way. See, you can sing all opera and a cappella if you done been in church all day long. But if God done got you out of the muck and the mire of sin, you want to sing, he bought me a mighty long way. That means something. You ain't into no opera. You wanna sing about this mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Wow. He has redeemed us. That word redeemed means he bought us. Jesus bought us. He paid the price. If you just really saw yourself, I know you're thinking that, because you're looking good and smelling good and stuff. But if you just seen yourself from God's perspective, we was just like slaves on a slave block, getting ready to be sold to the devil in hell. On our way to hell. Matter of fact, we was on our way to hell. The devil had us in chain on the slave block. But Jesus came by and died on the cross, and God took that blood and purchased us off the slave block so the devil couldn't have his way in our life. The Bible says he has redeemed. He already done it. You already have a redeemed soul. Brother Walker used to sing the song, I am redeemed, bought with a price, Jesus done saved my life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. That's powerful right there. See, that song, that got some meaning to it. I am redeemed. Amen. Can anybody say I am redeemed? Amen. Do you know you are redeemed? Listen, if somebody came in right tonight with a Tommy gun and they was getting ready to shoot you, and I ran right in front and took the bullet for you, how would you feel about me? You see all my blood right there. How would you feel about me? Do you think that you could ever forget that sight of me laying down and all that blood? When you look at that cross, that's what Jesus did. Amen. The devil was finna kill you and take you to hell. And Jesus stood right there and took your punishment. Amen. He did it. Amen. See, don't buy into all this prosperity theology. The prosperity theology don't want you to look at Jesus. It try to make you into a Jesus. You do these three things and you can get this. You do these three things. The Bible said, don't worry about all that. You just seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. It's already paid. See, if you're in the family and you got a father, the children ain't got no business worrying about a light bill. When I was at home, I ain't never worried about the light bill. I ain't never worried about no light being cut off. I ain't have to worry about no gas in the house. Because I got a good daddy. My daddy took care of us. In the same way, man, we ain't got no business worrying about all these other things in our life. God didn't put us on this earth to take care of us. He put us on this earth to serve him, and through serving him, he takes care of us. I tell my children all the time, boy, you take care of God's business, and God will take care of your business. That's the deal.
Amen.
That's the deal. And if your business ain't being taken care of, it's because you ain't taking care of God. That's just the deal. Amen. Amen. And he has made us an inheritance. Man, that's power. That we should be to the praise of his glory. All right, then look at what the Spirit done. The Spirit has sealed us. Look at verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard of the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after we believed ye were, here it is, hear the word, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Somebody, that's shouting material. Ooh-wee. We were sealed. Oh, my goodness. Anybody come from the country? Well, that's everybody. Let me. All right. And what I meant by that was, do anybody know anything about canning, preserve? Where I come from, they used to, folks used to can stuff. You know, where I come from, you know, we was poor, but we didn't even know we was poor because we were so blessed. Amen. When we was going down the road, we had a choice of fruits. I mean, we had berries over here, you know, blackberries over here, blueberries on this side of the road, apples over there in Mr. So-and-so field, fig trees in the backyard, pear trees down there, Big Mama them house, plum trees galore. I mean, we had so many plums, we used to just throw plums. I had plum fights and stuff. But Mama and them used to send us out there and pick them plums and pick them berries and stuff and go have blackberry pie and blueberry pie and can them figs and stuff. Amen. Because you know, winter was coming. See, this time of the year, you know what you're supposed to be having this time of the year on Saturday morning. Huh? What'd you say, sister? Some biscuits. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some biscuits. Oh, Saturday morning biscuits. Amen. I ain't talking about the kind out the can now. I'm talking about the homemade. And then Mama would tell you to go look up under one of them beds in there. Amen. And you kind of, you know, you had either some fig preserve or some pear preserve or peach preserve. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, Mama would pick that stuff. We would pick that stuff in August and early September and stuff. And a lot of time, we wouldn't eat that stuff until Thanksgiving or Christmas. You know, Christmas, you know, when you're out of school 2 and 3 weeks, you know, Mama and them had to have some preserve stuff. You know, to feed 7 children staying at the house all day. Daddy was happy when we went back to school. Amen. Run up that road.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.